Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. It is a solo episode today, and I have been dying to release this for the last week and a half. So much crazy ass shit has been going on. It has been fucking insane. It has seriously taken everything in me not to chew my tongue off in order to keep my big fucking mouth shut and save everything for today's episode. Well, the day is finally here that I can open up, I can unload, and I can share all the crazy shit that's been going on. Let's not waste any more time. Let's jump right the fuck into it. Let the show begin. Here we go. Let's start with mine and Jay's recent trip to Vegas to visit one of my favorite astrologers, Michelle Prentice. Jay, Michelle, and I have been planning this trip since we first met Michelle almost a year ago. Well, the day finally came that we decided to pack up, head out to Vegas, and spend some quality time with her. We left on Sunday, February 10th, which was Grammy night. For those of you that live in LA, I'm not sure if you remember the weather that day, but it was fucking insane. It was cold, it was wet, it was rainy. We decided to go anyways. We left around 12 o'clock in the afternoon and seriously did not pull up to Michelle's front doorstep till about 8:30 at night. That's how insane the weather was and traffic was. It was a fucking nightmare. A couple of times I almost turned around and went back home because you could not see shit in front of you. The mist from the rain was so fucking thick that I seriously thought I was going to rear end somebody, or worse yet, have some dumb fuck that wasn't paying attention rear end me. I was like, fuck, should I keep going? I asked my guides, give me a sign if I should keep going. You guys are going to think I'm making this up, and I am not. This seriously did fucking happen. There was a rainbow that shot across from the other side of the freeway and landed on the hood of our car. I had to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. I took my sunglasses off. I asked Jay if he saw what I saw. He was like, oh my God, yes, what a trip. That is fucking crazy. I asked my guides again, please give me another sign if we should continue moving forward. Let me know if we should go. Not shitting you guys, there was a double rainbow. I am not kidding. I am not making this shit up. Please believe me when I say this. A double rainbow shot from the other side of the freeway again onto the hood of our car. So we saw two rainbows on the hood of our car. I asked Jay, are you fucking seeing this? He's like, oh my God, yes. I told him whatever this trip is going to represent, it's karmic. There's some sort of lesson or something that we both need to be seeing here. Let's continue. Let's go. It ended up going from rain to fucking heavy winds and sandstorm. Jay and I pulled over to get gas. As soon as I opened the car door, thank God I was holding onto it because the wind was so strong that I seriously think that if I wasn't holding onto the door and I just opened it like whatever, it would have knocked the fucking door off the hinges. That's how fucking hardcore it was. There was sand fucking flying everywhere. It was fucking ridiculous. We got gas, got back in the car, headed back on the fucking road. By this time, it's like almost 6 o'clock at night. I know that sounds fucking insane. It should never take that long to get to Vegas. But again, the weather was ridiculous. The traffic was horrible. We ended up going from rain to sandstorms, to wind, to now witnessing snow at 6 o'clock at night on the way to fucking Vegas. Michelle was texting, asking if everything was okay. She's like, where are you guys? I'm like, we're almost there. We hadn't even crossed the state line yet, and it was fucking snowing. It was fucking crazy. I told Jay, again, this is like a scene out of a fucking movie. Let's just keep going. Whatever the case may be, we have to finish this journey. We finally pull up to Michelle's house about 8:30 at fucking night. Poor Michelle. She had everything set up. She had this beautiful spread set up with dip and shrimp cocktail and champagne, all kinds of fucking good grub to eat. We were fucking starving. Let me just start with the house real quick. Forget the spread. The house was beyond fucking beautiful. Talk about goals. The house that she lives in is exactly the kind of house that I would love to live in, from the style of it to the decor to everything about it. She has a fucking jacuzzi out back, a pool, an outdoor kitchen. Can you imagine a bitch like me with an outdoor fucking kitchen? I would never leave the fucking house. I'd be entertaining every motherfucker and their mother at my fucking place with that outdoor kitchen. The house was fucking beautiful. We sat there. We had a little bit to eat. We had champagne, of course. We made good conversation. We all decided that we were going to hit the hay early because we wanted to have an early day the next day, and we were all tired. So Michelle showed us upstairs to our rooms. We each got our own fucking room. She had made sure that everything was comfortable as fuck, from the bedding to the decor. Everything was just, oh my God, it was better than staying at a fucking Airbnb or a hotel. That's how fucking insanely fucking comfy it was. I got into my room. I stripped all the way down into my pajamas, got into bed. I was gonna watch TV for a little bit, but my guides were telling me, no, you need to decompress and go within for a little bit and feel out the house. I was like, okay. I did what they told me to do. I turned the lights off, got into bed, and just started meditating. I started to doze off as I was meditating and fucking scared the living shit out of me. The blinds were resting on the windowsill, and no, the window wasn't open, so there was no wind that could have knocked the blinds off. They went from resting on the windowsill to falling off and banging against the wall. It scared the living fuck out of me. I was like, fuck. Got a little shook up after that, decided to fucking, you know, I calmed myself down, went back to meditating and started to go within again, started to doze off one more time. Next thing I fucking hear is tapping above my head. You guys, I am not making this shit up. This fucking really did happen. The tapping sounded like this. It wasn't as hardcore as those three knocks I was telling you about before on one of the last episodes. The tapping went like this. That was right above my head on the wall. I was like, I hear you, but I need to rest. I need to relax. After that had happened, I dozed off again, started meditating, heard more tapping. This time it was on the headboard right above my head. Same shit went like this. I was like, please leave me alone. I need to rest. I'm so fucking tired. I will talk to you guys later. I'm acknowledging that I hear you. I know that you're there, but I need to rest. After that happened, some woman came to visit me. I have a feeling it's one of Michelle's friends that had passed over, or at least she thinks that that's who it was, that was telling me that they were so happy that I was there, that finally somebody would be able to talk to Michelle, and that Michelle could unload to and blah, 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 this and blah, 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 that. I don't want to get too personal because the reading that I gave Michelle was very personal to her, and the information that the lady was relaying to me is also very personal to Michelle, and I don't want to throw her under the bus with it. So I'll leave that for some other time, or if Michelle decides she wants to share that with you guys, she's more than welcome to, but again, I don't want to throw her under the bus. So I heard what the woman had to say. I acknowledged that I heard her, and I said, yeah, I need to go to sleep. Leave me alone, please. Try to fall back asleep again. Fell back to sleep for a little bit. I would say for no more than 40 fucking minutes. Woke up to feeling something behind me. Was not a ghost, was not a spirit, was not an entity, was nothing like that, was not my guides. I felt something behind me. I looked up, and I shit you not, God, you guys are going to think I'm fucking crazy or that I'm fucking delusional or just on drugs that night. There was a green glow coming from the attic door. The entrance to the attic was in the room that I was sleeping in, and there was this green glow that was coming from inside the attic that had made an outline around the attic door, and it was pulsating and glowing green. I looked over to my left, and the vents to the air conditioner and heater that are on the ceiling were also glowing. It was green as well, and it was vibrating and pulsating. I was like, what the fuck? That tripped me out. I didn't want to scream. I didn't want to get scared because I didn't want Jay running across the fucking hall wondering what the fuck was going on, or let alone scare Michelle to fucking death and have her kick us out for being too fucking crazy. But seriously, that happened on the first night that we were there. I could not fucking sleep. Maybe slept a total of 40 fucking minutes the entire fucking night. Got up the next day around 7 o'clock in the morning, decided I was going to shower, I was going to shave and do all that stuff and get ready for the fucking day. Michelle's an early bird. She got up, she went downstairs, made coffee. Then Jay got up. We all got downstairs. We met up. She asked if we wanted breakfast. Michelle's an amazing cook, by the way. She cooked up the most amazing breakfast. It was fucking, oh my God, it was bomb. Still want more of that shit. We had breakfast, we had made small talk, and then Michelle asked, you know, what do you guys want to do for the rest of the day? And I was like, you know what, let's do the readings. Let's do a session here. And Jay was like, yeah, I'm down for that. He's all, I want to go first, because Jay has never been read all the way by somebody else other than me. So he definitely wanted to take advantage of an astrology reading. And you know, Michelle's fucking bomb when she comes to that shit. So we all sat down. We went from the kitchen to her living room and sat on the couches. Michelle sat next to Jay. I sat on a couch all by myself, and Jay went first with his reading. She pulled up his chart, went in on Jay. Again, I'm not going to divulge the reading that she gave Jay because it's very personal to him, but I'm going to share just a little bit of it. It was good to hear somebody other than myself relay the information to Jay that I've been relaying to him for years. And so it really connected with Jay. It was a little bit uncomfortable having to hear some of these things, especially coming from somebody that Jay wasn't all that familiar with. And if you know anything about Jay, he doesn't open up. He's quiet. You can ask Nikki, you can ask Bruna, all the girls that we all hang out with and shit. Jay kind of keeps to himself and just, you know, is quiet. So to hear somebody else give him a reading and tell him all the shit that I had been telling him was not only refreshing, but it was validating as well. Jay took it. Again, it was very personal. There was a couple of tears that were shed there. I asked Michelle to go ahead and give me a reading. She gave me an astrology reading. Again, it was good to hear the shit that I had been feeling this whole time. and to have Michelle confirm all the shit that was going on was amazing. That was also very personal. I started to cry during that session as well. Then we turned around and I gave Michelle her reading, and I told her what the ghost, if you will, had told me the night before about her. It resonated with Michelle. It hit Michelle. It was, again, there were so many tears that were shed. We started this, I'm going to say spiritual vortex, because that's exactly what it felt like. We started talking around 10 o'clock in the morning, and by the time it was all said and done, it was almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Not one of us got up to get a drink. Not one of us got up to go pee. For those hours, we sat there and we're doing this fucking reading. It was crazy. It was like, where the fuck did time go? But we were so tapped in to each other when it came to the sessions. It was like, I don't know. I can't explain it. Michelle and I just looked at each other. We were wiped out. Jay was kind of like in shock. He was like, you know, what the fuck? I honestly, if I ever do an event where it's like a spiritual retreat and we're doing readings like that, I want it to be exactly the same way that it was with me, Jay, and Michelle, because it was real, it was raw, it was direct. Again, I don't want to overshare everything, but to tap into somebody's fucking insecurities, their fears, and to bring it out, and to bring it out into the open and talk about it, again, for somebody like me, and also Michelle, and even Jay, who are very private, very personal, we don't divulge a lot of information to a lot of people, to hear from almost, like, again, what I spent a couple of times with Michelle before, but never one-on-one. I've always seen her in public or other people were around. The time that she recorded the episode with me, Heather was here, so we didn't really have a chance to connect one-on-one, and plus Michelle had to go all the way to Long Beach for an event that she was going to do. So we never got the opportunity to spend quality time one-on-one. So to do these readings and to start off our relationship or friendship that way was fucking insane. Again, we are very private. We are very personal fucking people. And to have people bring that out of us and talk about shit that we've been suppressing and or not wanting to deal with was fucking beyond insane. Again, there were so many tears. A couple of times, Michelle got a little uncomfortable because Jay and I were talking about stuff and talking about the readings that I had given him before. And Michelle, you could tell she felt bad. She's like, I don't want to open up this can of worms. You know, I hope I didn't, you know, I didn't say anything that, you know, that shouldn't have been said. I said, no, this is perfect or whatever. This is the point of having these spiritual type of retreats where we get everything out in the open. And I fully trust you and I fully trust Jay or whatever. I trust that you're not going to go run and open your big fucking mouth to anybody or whatever. And you can trust that I'm not going to do the same thing as well. So we made that understanding. We set those boundaries with each other. But again, going back to what I said about doing a spiritual retreat on my own, that's exactly how I want it to be. I want it to be real. I want it to be raw. I want it to be revealing. And I want it to be direct. There is no hiding shit when it comes to that kind of stuff. If you're going to go on a spiritual retreat and you're hoping to get the best out of it, you're going to have to be willing to divulge everything and to be stripped down to complete nakedness. And that's exactly what fucking happened. It was fucking crazy. I hadn't experienced anything like that in a very, very long time. I felt comfortable with Michelle. I vibed with her. We definitely have a lot of past life type of energy when it comes to each other. So what better person to do it with than somebody like her? Again, I cannot tell you enough how amazing it was. And just the experience alone was fucking, it was incredible. So fast forward, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're sitting there. We're like, are you guys hungry? You know, and we're like, yeah, let's go get something to eat. We were thinking about going to do the strip, but then we were also fucking tired. Seriously, that spiritual vortex that I'm talking about, it wiped the living shit out of us. We were so tired afterward and just kind of like, I want to say drained, beat, and just fucking exposed. We decided to go to a Mexican restaurant down the street from Michelle's and have dinner there and kind of do a little bit of a low-key type of thing and then come back, watch a movie, unwind with some cocktails, and just chill out for the rest of the night because Jay and I had to go home the next day to prepare my episode for Thursday, for the release on Thursday. So we only got to spend a couple of days there, but that was plenty of time to do what we needed to do. So we had cocktails tonight. We watched Bohemian Rhapsody. More tears came out because that fucking movie is, oh my God, it's beyond amazing. And it was so fucking sad. So we're all sitting there crying, Michelle singing, having a good time with everything. I'm getting drunk as fuck there. Jay decides, okay, ladies, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to leave you guys to yourselves or whatever. Jay's a fucking early bird. Jay needs his fucking rest. So he's like, I'm going to go up to bed or whatever. He went up to bed. Michelle and I stayed down there for a couple hours more. We're drinking, having a good time. We got really, really personal with a couple of things. It's so good when you can have a conversation with somebody and not have to worry about shit. And that person person can truly see you for who you are, and you can see them for who they are, and you share those types of secrets with them and just unload. And it was good to have no judgment there and to finally have somebody that understood where I was coming from, because again, Michelle and I are very similar. We had very similar upbringings, and some of the shit that we went through as kids to our early adult years to now is so on point with each other. It's fucking insane. So it felt good to connect with another, you know, I always call myself a woman. It felt good to connect with another woman and to hear some of that shit too. Also really quick too, that I want to share, as Michelle and I were doing the reading for myself, we talked about me being a woman in a past life, and she had brought something up that I had never told anybody before. And I don't think I've even told Jay this before, but she goes, because again, this spiritual vortex was very revealing and it enhanced all of our abilities. I mean, even Jay doesn't call himself intuitive. I think he's intuitive as fuck. So it definitely heightened his senses up there and made him a little bit more aware. But Michelle started to read me and she started to get intuitive hits. And she was like, I keep seeing you being a woman. And I was like, yeah, I know. I said, I feel that past life type of energy there. And she's like, you were pregnant, but I don't feel like you had the baby. And that fucking hit me because I had never told anybody that before. I had never mentioned anything about not having the baby or a fear that I had died while I was pregnant. And she had brought that out. She goes, I don't feel like you had the baby. I feel like you died while you were pregnant. That fucking, again, to me, that blew my fucking mind, because again, somebody else is feeling the same shit that I'm feeling and bringing out the stuff that I had been feeling for so fucking long that I've been wanting to open up about. And that is probably one of the reasons why I chose to have kids in this lifetime as a gay man. I had to make amends with, I mean, I know it's going to sound weird and probably a little bit too woo-woo, but I had to make amends with my past life and have kids and finish the mission in this lifetime, which was amazing. I have two beautiful fucking kids that I'm highly connected to. I did my job. I was a very good parent. I'm still a very good parent. And being, I know that I'm a father and I'm a man, but there was also something very maternal and something very motherly when I was raising my kids that I felt as my daughter was born, as my son was born, and raising them from babies to where they are now. It just, again, to have somebody else bring this up was fucking insane. It was amazing. I would never, ever take back this experience. It was beyond fucking incredible. So fast forward to the following day when we're getting ready to leave. We got up. It was an early day. Again, I did not sleep that night. More shit was going on that night too. This time it was more of my own spiritual energy coming into play. All the stuff that Michelle had mentioned during the reading, past life information was coming through. I was getting more and more hits about my future and my path and what I should be doing, and kind of replaying the conversation that me and Michelle and Jay had over dinner the night before, which I'll get to in a second. But yeah, it was fucking incredible. I got up early, went downstairs, had coffee with Michelle. She was like, you know, I hope that, you know, you don't resent me for some of the shit that I said. I said, no, never. I would never resent you for it. I thought it was fucking amazing. This is exactly what I want to do. We were supposed to podcast that next day, but I wanted to get home so fucking fast. I wanted to write everything down and remember everything that took place so I can share this on today's episode. She asked, you know, do you want a podcast with me? And I was like, no. I said, I couldn't even begin to articulate what I want to talk about with you on the show. I feel like I need to do this on my own. I said, I hope you understand. She said, yeah, no problem or whatever. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. She was totally understanding to it. As she was talking to me about the reading and she was explaining her intuition and how she was picking up things when it came to me, I have told you guys this on several occasions. Anytime there is a cat, let alone a black cat, that comes into my path, that is my own confirmation. That is my guides confirming something for me. It's very, very specific to me. I don't know how to explain it to you. I took that as a confirmation. Jay and I don't know, we left kind of fast. So I was hoping that I didn't offend Michelle by wanting to leave so fucking quick. But yeah, I was like, okay, we're going to go ahead and take off now. I feel like I need to get an early start. Jay and I got in the car. We headed back to LA. Complete silence in the car. I had to absorb everything that was going on. I had to replay everything in my head, making all kinds of mental notes, again, that for shit that I wanted to share on today's episode. So we get back home. I thought I was going to work, but I ended up passing out until the fucking next day. My body was tired. I needed that fucking sleep. Jay said he can hear me snoring all the way from the other fucking room. That's how dead ass I fucking was that night. It was fucking insane. So let's back up to the dinner that I had with Michelle and Jay the night before we left Vegas. We were supposed to go down to the strip and have like an amazing dinner at an amazing restaurant, but we were all fucking tired from that spiritual vortex meeting that we had, that we decided just to go down the street to the Mexican restaurant that Michelle loves. So we went there, had dinner. We continued some of our conversation from the meeting that we had, but this time around, it was more about how we can collaborate and some of the ideas that we would have as far as like putting a spiritual retreat together. I definitely told Michelle that I wanted to keep it the way that it was at our house, where it's real and it's raw and it's direct and it's forcing people to deal with their insecurities and their fears and forcing them to see the changes they need to make. Michelle had mentioned to me that she loved my message, that she loves how direct I am and how unafraid I am to put myself out there and to divulge everything. I told her that's the only way that I know how to be. I want to be direct. I want to be honest. I want to divulge everything that's going on here because I want to be an example to people like myself and Michelle that have gone through some fucking bullshit. This is where it hit me. She wasn't questioning what I was doing. She was telling Michelle, I love the flag that you plant, but what does your flag say? And I was like, what? Michelle has an uncanny way to fucking get inside my head and open my mind up in a good fucking way. I love the way she articulates shit. I love the way that she puts her words together. And I was like, that is interesting. I said, I've never ever thought about that. I said, I kind of like that. I said, well, my flag would definitely be about everything that I am. It would represent who I am at the end of the day. I don't know what color it would be. I don't know if I want a symbol on there. I just know that when I plant my flag, I want people to grow. I want them to change. I want them to evolve. I want them to come into the person they truly want to be without giving a fuck or having the past hold on to them or people hold on to them and keep them stuck where they're at. I want them to go and do them. That is my message at the end of the day. And she had mentioned, well, you know, you could lead a horse to water, but you can't get him to drink it. She goes, I just don't want you to take things personal when the people don't want to move. And I said, here's the thing. I said, I know that I can't force people to make change here, but part of the retreat that I want to be doing here, and this is exactly what I told her, is exactly what took place with her, me, and Jay, as far as like revealing everything that's holding us back, all our insecurities and our fears, and forcing people to deal with it, forcing people to speak on it and being able to let that fucking shit go because it no longer suits you. Again, it is an irrational fear. It is something that you keep referring back to that's keeping you stagnant and or still. Let's get rid of it. Your happiness is what I'm aiming for. You being free is what I want here. To see you ascend, transform, grow, and evolve is all that I want here. It means more to me than fucking money. I want you to feel what I feel. And I told Michelle, again, I don't want to get too personal with her. I was telling her there's some shit that she needs to let go of here and not to be afraid to let go of that shit. I said, I have been stripped of everything that I know. I said, when I look in the mirror, I don't even recognize who I am anymore. My old life is completely fucking gone. And, you know, sometimes people are worried that the past is going to come back and haunt them. I'm not worried about that shit. What can you tell me about my past that I don't already fucking know? I lived it, dumb fuck. I know what it was like. That is no longer who I am. You can bring up all the shit that I used to fucking do, the whore that I used to be, the manipulative bitch that I used to be, all the shady shit that I've done, all the disgusting things that I had to do. It doesn't fucking matter. It's not who I am anymore. I lived that life. I walked in those shoes. I walked those footsteps. I made those footsteps. Now I'm making different ones. Now I'm growing and evolving into the person that I truly am here. Again, which I like to think as a spiritual being and a guide and a mentor in helping those overcome obstacles in their lives here and letting them know that they do not, again, for the 100th time, need to become a product of their environment or should not allow their past or anything else to hold them back and prevent them from ascending into the person they need to be here. Because whenever I give readings, I've said this before, I always tap into the soul first. I always hear what the soul has to tell me about that person and what is going on with them and what's holding them back. That's how I start my readings. And that's the first message that I want to get across. And then we'll get into romance, we'll get into career and all that good stuff here. But I want you to hear what is holding you back. Even if it's shitty for you to fucking hear, I want you to know that I acknowledge what's going on here and that I can help you through it here. And this is the main thing that you need to get rid of in order for you to be completely free. Not a lot of people want to fucking do that. A lot of people are scared to go forward here out of fear that people from their past are going to be like, you know, God, you're so different now or whatever, or who do you think you are? That is fucking bullshit. You do whatever makes you fucking happy. You grow into the person that you want to be. Who gives a fuck what the past has to say or what anybody else has to say here? The moral of the story here is to get you to be free and allow your soul to take over and to ascend and grow, because at the end of the day, the lessons that you do not learn in this lifetime, you are doomed to fucking repeat. I guarantee it. You will come back and you will have to solve those lessons no matter what. So you decide whether or not you want to get it over with now. And what I mean by get it over with, I'm not saying to skate through it. Truly learn the lessons for what they are and learn and grow for them so that way you don't have to repeat it again. It's a weight lifted off not only your shoulders, but your soul's shoulders in its growth, in its transformation. It's one less thing that you fucking have to do. But again, make no mistake. You cannot skate through life without having to go through lessons. You can't avoid the lessons that you came here to fucking learn. Even if you, again, I don't want to be shitty here. Even if for those that commit suicide, that find it too hard to fucking live in this lifetime here, you know your asses are coming right fucking back. I'm not trying to scare you guys. I'm not trying to be fucking shitty. Every medium reading that I've had where somebody committed suicide, the first thing that they tell me was, I shit you not, was, I thought things were going to be easier when I did this. I thought I wasn't going to feel any more pain. That's the first thing. And if it's not them telling me that directly, it's the memory that I pick up as soon as they pass on here. So again, they know they're coming back to repeat their fucking mistakes. They know they have to learn these lessons here too. Going back to the spiritual retreats that I want to do here, I want to take at least 20 people, whether it's male and female, all male, whatever the fuck the case may be. I want them to work on themselves. I want to tap into their insecurities and fears, and I want to unlock all the bullshit that they're holding onto that they need to grow from here, even if it's raw, even if it's too revealing, even if it's too direct here, because at the end of the day, if you're signing up to go and do this here, you must want fucking change, and that's exactly what you're going to get. I'm going to expose the living shit out of everything that's wrong with you so that way you can work on it, not to hurt your feelings, but to keep you moving forward, because at the end of the day, that's what you truly want to do. You want to move forward. You want to ascend. You do not want to live your life like this anymore. So again, I don't see anything wrong with being just a little bit forceful or a little bit more direct when it comes to, you know, having you see your worth or having you see your lessons here. At the end of the day, that is what you were looking for, and I'll be more than happy to provide it. I am not going to be a miserable bitch. I'm not going to fucking embarrass you or fucking make you move at a pace that's too fast for you, but make no mistake, we are going to talk about what's holding you back, and we're going to get you to see that here. You decide whether or not you have the strength or the courage to move forward here. That's the extent of my involvement with it, is bringing it out here, figuring out how you want to go about doing it, and then leaving you to go do it on your own here. Again, I get the phrase, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't get him to drink it. I am not trying to fucking drown your fucking face in that water here. I just want you to feel what I'm feeling. And again, take it from a dumb fuck like me that has been through everything you can possibly think of in this lifetime to where I am now, and to fucking finally feel good, you guys. I am telling you, 2019, I am not trying to be fucking hokey here. It's a brand new fucking year. I mean, I feel amazing. I finally feel fucking hopeful here. And that's what I want to do for you. I want you guys to feel what I am feeling here. It took me almost 43 years to get to this fucking point here. And I have you millennials, you fucking people that are in your 20s wanting to learn and grow now at such an early age, I am all for it. Let me help guide. Let me help mentor you. Let me help you feel what I'm feeling here. Let me help you overcome your fears and insecurities and get you to finally fucking be free. That is the flag that I want to plant here. So that is mine and Jay's Vegas trip with Michelle Prentice. You guys, be on the lookout, because me and Michelle are planning on doing big fucking things together. I cannot wait to get some of these events going here. Michelle, thank you so much for opening your home to us. Thank you for the amazing experience that we all shared together. I want to go over a couple of emails today. One of those emails is actually in regards to a topic I just got done discussing with a friend of mine, and this has to do with past lives. I know that I touched on past lives briefly in a previous episode, but I want to go just a little bit more into detail when it comes to it. Whenever people reach out for readings, it's natural to want to know about your past life, whether or not you had one, who you were, what you did, and all that great stuff. Whenever I give a past life reading, my guides will only give me so much, and it usually has to do with the lesson that you did not learn in that lifetime that bleeds over into this lifetime. I very rarely get more than that. The only times that I remember getting more is with my friend that passed away, where they were able to show me what he looked like, you know, the drug abuse that he had, his musical talents that he had in that lifetime that came into this lifetime. But again, it is very rare. So it's natural for people to want to know more, and they go and seek the services of a person called a past life regressionist. I'm going to give you my honest opinion, because you guys are asking for it when it comes to those types of services. 9 out of 10 times, it's bullshit. You usually go seek the services of this person, and they're usually giving you some grand ass fucking story about your past life and who you used to be. It's usually a king. It's usually a queen. It's somebody of high status here, and there's no actual way to verify that's who you were. It is very rare that these people will give you times, dates, names, locations, anything that you could take with you to verify that's in fact who you were. So when it comes to past life readings, I am not concerned with who you used to be or what you used to do. I am concerned about the lesson that you did not learn that bleeds into this lifetime. That's where I want to stay focused. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I want you to overcome in this lifetime, so that way when you leave here, you can leave without having to take that lesson with you. And if you have to come back, it's for something else and not repeating the same shit over and over again. if you absolutely have to go seek the services of somebody like that and you want to know more about that, be selective of who you go and see. Make sure they have a great reputation. Make sure that you can get a referral from a friend that you trust 100% before you go and spend $200 to $300 on some fucking possible make-believe bullshit story that this person's going to tell you. Because again, they could bank on the fact that there is no way for you to verify that's actually who you were or what you did. So again, I hope I answered your question when it comes to past lives here. I don't want to shit on anybody, but again, it has been my experience. I've seen it done. I've watched this happen. I've watched people manipulate other people, look back at me and smile because they knew that I knew what they were doing. So again, I'm very, very careful when it comes to that stuff. That's why I always want to go with the lesson that you didn't learn that bleeds into this lifetime, because at least you, as you now, know that that is the fucking truth. So again, hope I answered your question. I don't want to come across salty or shady when it comes to that here. It's just my opinion. Let's move on. Okay, so let's go over my second email here. I'm still getting a lot of emails in regards to the Fyre Festival and all the shit that I was talking on my previous episode. I totally forgot to mention the guy that was willing to suck dick for the Evian water. I cannot believe I left that fucker out. Yes, I remember him, you guys. Yes, I think he's full of shit. Let's be truthful here. I mean, if you ever sent somebody like that to come suck my dick for Evian water, I would be like, are you fucking serious? This guy had me fucking dying. I'm like, bitch, really? Like, you went and got in the shower, you gargled with fucking Listerine. You're not fooling anybody. Yes, you guys, I remember who he is. I have nothing more to say about him other than he's a fucking idiot here. I love all the memes about him. But yeah, I cannot believe I forgot all about him. A lot of people are asking about this guy from Empire and what I think about him. I'm going to keep that to myself for a little bit. All I can say is don't believe everything that you read. That's where I'm going to leave it here. Am I backing him up? I'm just going to say that I honestly, as Chris, do not believe that he had it in him to do any of this stuff. I could be 100% wrong, but again, I just don't think that's in his character. I'm going to leave it at that. Moving right along, a lot of people ask about Puffy. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, the president or the CEO of Bad Boy. I actually like Puff. I like his mission. I like his hustle. I like what he's about. What I don't like about him is the guilt that he carries in his eyes. That fucker has so much guilt. It is impossible for him to stay level with you when he's looking at you. You can just see all of it there. I just really wish that he would overcome some of the shit that he's seen and or done in his past here and really make amends with it. Because again, I feel like what he wants to do is be a good person here, but he struggles with his past a lot. I don't want to call him out. I think he's a great hustler. I actually look up to him. I recently watched the Bad Boy special that he did, kind of doing the 20th anniversary where Kim was on that and all that stuff, and I had forgotten how powerful he was in all that he accomplished in that time frame there. I think I was in my early 20s, if not like before my 20s, when all that shit was going down, and I really, really liked that era. I liked that time frame. I liked everything that he accomplished here, so I have nothing negative to say about him other than him needing to get over his guilt and move forward. Last thing I want to share with you guys is a fucking doozy of a topic here. Again, this episode is all over the place. I wanted to share this with you because it scared the living fuck out of me. Here is more crazy shit that's been going on. There's so much more. I'm going to keep saving it for another episode here because I don't want to give away everything all at one time because then I'll have no material. This last topic happened about a couple nights ago. I was not dreaming. I was not imagining things. Just like at Michelle's house, I felt something in the room, but it was not a ghost. It was not a spirit. It was not an entity. It wasn't somebody in the room playing a trick on me. This felt alien, for lack of a fucking better word. I don't know what's going on with me lately, but my energy and my guides, the feeling that I have is taking me all the way back to 2007 when that guy Bill Cooper came to visit me and brought all that alien shit, all that conspiracy stuff into my life and was teaching me all about that. I'm getting more and more hits like that. The other night I had a dream that there was a UFO, I know you guys are gonna think I'm fucking crazy, crashing into the earth. I saw it coming into the earth's atmosphere. I saw something above it, something below it, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And it turned out it was a UFO. And then there was like this red, I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm going to say Uranus. People say Uranus or Uranus or whatever the fuck. I'm going to say Uranus. I saw this red glyph. It's the astrological glyph for Uranus in your chart. I saw the glyph glowing red and kind of flying around in my dream. I had to really, really look at it to see what it was. And I was like, oh my God, is that the Uranus glyph? And it took off into the sky towards that UFO. And I was like, trip out on that. It fucking freaked me out. I woke up and told Jay, I was like, I don't know what's going on with me, but I feel like there's some sort of alien visit coming into play here. I just feel off. I feel like the way that I used to feel when I lived in that apartment. I said, it's really, really weird. And he was like, what do you think it is? I'm all, I don't know. I said, maybe I'm going to get visited again. I said, let's just hold on to that. So again, the incident at Michelle's house took place with that green glowing thing up in the attic, the vents and all that stuff here. Again, I'm not making it up. So fast forward to just a couple of nights ago, I'm laying in bed. I still feel that weird energy coming into play. I woke up, I turned around, and I shit you not, you guys, believe me when I tell you this, there was this glowing red orb by the window. It was the size of a basketball or soccer ball, whatever you want to call it. It was that fucking big, and it had these tiny little orbs like the size of M&Ms coming out of it. I was not dreaming. I was not asleep. I even rubbed my eyes 3 or 4 fucking times to look to make sure that that is exactly what I was seeing, and it was what I was seeing. It did not leave. It wasn't my fucking imagination. These little orbs were coming out of the bigger orb, and to the right of it was a tall shadow figure, kind of like the one that I saw in the apartment, the one that was reading my mind. That thing did the same thing almost what the other one did in my apartment, except it didn't make my leg look skinny or anything like that. It talked to me. It said, turn around. I turned around because it told me to, but then my guides, I know this is going to sound weird, had told me, no, you don't need to turn around. It just wants to make sure that you can hear what it's saying, just like the other one. And I was like, okay, so I casually turned around again. I don't want to make a fucking stink. I don't want to scare it. I don't want to do anything that was going to make it jump on me or fucking take me away or whatever the fuck. And as I was looking at those orbs, they started to spread out to one side of the room, to the other side of the room, and start coming towards me. I sat up to get a better look at it. And when I did, I rubbed my eyes and I started looking at it again. It did not leave. It was not my imagination. It was not a fucking glare from the window. That thing was not a glare from the fucking window. When I sat up, those little M&M type of orbs started to retreat back into the bigger orb, and they started to collect and started to go inside of it. I saw that glowing, the bigger orb, I saw it starting to move, and it started to go towards the window, and then it went out the window. I blinked, and when I blinked, that thing was gone as well. I'm telling you, I could not make this shit up even if I fucking tried. This seriously happened the other night. I was like, what the fuck? I told Jay. Jay was like, what do you think it is? I'm all, I don't know. I called my dad the next day, and he was like, check to see if you have anything on your body, if it left any kind of an impression. I was like, I didn't feel shit. I don't see anything different on my body here. I don't feel any different. He's all, what do you think it was? I'm all, I don't know. He said, it definitely feels alien, right? I said, yeah. I said, it doesn't feel like a spirit. It didn't feel like a glowing orb that you would see like when there's a spirit around. This felt, again, more alien, more intelligent. This is the kind of shit that I've been dealing with. This is the shit that I've been dying to fucking tell you guys about. I reached out to a couple of alien experts or people that claim to be in that field here. I have heard nothing back from them. I don't know if my story is too wild for them or if they even know what the fuck to say to me at this point, but anybody that knows what it is or that specializes in extraterrestrial UFOs, aliens, and any of that shit, I'm dying to hear what you have to say about this. That glowing green orb from Michelle's place and this red orb. Again, it didn't seem shady. It didn't seem ominous. I kind of looked up the meaning of orbs there, and it said red is more like passion and anger, but there was nothing angry about this. I didn't feel horny watching it, so it definitely wasn't passion. I don't know what the fuck it was. And those tiny orbs that were going across the room, I just felt like they were scanning. They weren't there to hurt me. I didn't feel anything bad was going to happen. But yeah, that tall shadow-like figure in the corner just stood there. And again, it really knows how to lay in the shadows. If you're not really paying attention to it, you probably wouldn't see it, but I remembered what it looked like in my apartment from before. So I was definitely looking to see if I saw that again in this one, and he was standing there. Again, it seems male. To call it male, I don't know. It seemed more of a dominant type of force. It didn't seem feminine to me at all. But yeah, tripped me the fuck out. Looked at it, it went out the window, nothing shady. I got up the next morning because, you know, after you hear shit like that, you want to go outside and see if they left some sort of a mark there. I told Jay to go out there with me. I was like, let's see if they left like a burn mark on the wall or some shit. Left nothing. There was nothing there to even say that it was there. But yeah, if you guys know anything about this, please reach out. Tell me your opinions. Tell me what you think about this. Hope you don't fucking think I'm crazy, because I'm not. This is exactly what's been going on for the past week and a half. I'm sure there's going to be more. My dreams have been off the hook. Dying to share more with you when it comes to that. But yeah, all this fucking weird shit's been going on. I still feel the fucking energy. I'm still a little fucking afraid at night too when it comes to having to go to sleep and turn the lights off. I don't like to sleep with the TV on anymore, but for the last couple of nights, I get myself really, really fucking tired to the point where my eyes are closing and then I fall asleep. Like that's what it has to take now in order for me to go to sleep here. Because again, I'm feeling all this crazy energy. The last full moon that we had was just the day before yesterday, where it was full moon in Virgo. The night before, fucking blaring ass fucking headache. I had to take like 3 fucking Advils. It felt like I had a fucking migraine. The energy was so fucking intense here. I mean, all this crazy shit's been going on. I hope this is making sense to you guys and doesn't come across like I'm being fucking crazy, but I have been dying to fucking share this with you guys. So much was going on with Michelle and I at her fucking place that I cannot wait to have her back on so we can explain some of the stuff. Again, I don't want to divulge too much information. I'd rather have Michelle tell you her experience and what she got out of it and the way that it made her feel. And I don't want to, again, throw her under the bus for something that, you know, she doesn't want me to mention. So I'll definitely save that for her. Next episode, I'm going to have Jay on, and Jay can talk about that shit too. And you could hear his side of it. This is coming from a straight fucking male who doesn't believe in some of the woo-woo shit that I believe in here, but he has been a witness to it. So there is no denying it when it comes to this. So if that fucker tries to come across as if, you know, oh, like to try to downplay it or try to come across like, oh, it was no big thing, he is full of fucking shit because he was all fucking about it that fucking weekend. You could ask Michelle. Michelle, you're going to have to throw his ass under the bus when it comes to that. But yeah, this is my solo episode, and I hope I did myself justice on this one here. For those of you that are wanting a reading or wanting to get guidance, wanting to know about what you need to overcome in this lifetime, the present fucking time, please don't hesitate to reach out for a reading. Even if it's for a half an hour, let's get that shit in. If you feel like you want to do an hour, we can take it from there. Do not be afraid to hit me up. Sign up for your reading at chrismedina.guide. Again, let's get a half an hour in. Let's talk about what's holding you back, what's preventing you from being completely free, the lessons that you need to learn in this lifetime here, the shit that you need to overcome. Sign up for your session at chrismedina.guide. For those of you that want to look at me and find out what I'm doing, kind of figure out how I roll, feel free to visit my social media outlets at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Find out what I'm all about. See how I look. You're not going to get any type of modeling pictures or pictures that are just there for aesthetics. I am as real as they fucking come. I don't believe in that fucking bullshit. I just believe in being real and offering what I came here to do, which is to provide guidance and to mentor people and to help you become the better you. For those of you that have show ideas, want to say hi and talk about all this alien shit that's been happening to me, feel free to reach out. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up. You guys know I welcome all kinds of fucking emails, even if it's just to fucking say hi. I want to hear from you, but I love show ideas. Until next time, you guys, keep it real, keep it raw, keep it moving, keep evolving, keep transforming, keep doing you. This is Chris Medina with In Your Head signing off.